Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody to help me just declare that tonight.
Ignite my fire, Lord.
Yeah, come on.
I want to burn for you.
Yeah.
Consume me.
Oh,
somebody who's desperate for him tonight, begin to cry out from the bottom of your heart. Somebody begin to raise it up. We cry.
And friend, I'll tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I know without a shadow of doubt you are rejoicing and being glad in him. Is anybody this morning want the Holy Ghost to consume you, ignite my fire? And I thank the living God that everything that is not like him, that it has been burned. I'm telling you right now, you just got to begin to receive it. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus, because things in your life are turning around. Do you got a praise in your belly, a praise in your soul, in spite of what it may be, in spite of what it is? I give glory unto the Lord, and I magnify his holy name. Saints of God, we thank God for our families and friends and our ones that is over there in international waters.
We give God the glory for our families and friends in the international areas. And I tell you, that God is moving by his power. God is moving by his spirit. You're going to make it. You just got to keep pushing through it and keep pressing through it. I'm telling you right now, it's a beautiful thing once you get to the place where you don't live past the moment. Only thing this, you are going through a moment. And we just need God to keep our fire lit, keep consuming us, keep out that fire to burn within us. Are you burning? Are you burning, my God, the United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia? Are you burning? Europe? Are you burning, my God Almighty? I'm telling you right now, I know here, right here in the United States of America, I can call upon Delaware. I know Delaware is burning. Massachusetts, Maine, I know they're burning. New York, California, Nevada, I know you're burning. Texas, my God, Missouri, Tennessee, Virginia, South Carolina, I know you're burning. And also our families and friends right now over there in the Alabama area, I know you're burning. And I'm just so excited to worship the people of God, worship with the people of God here this afternoon. I know you are pressing through the fire. I know you're pressing through your pain. I know you're pressing through. And let me tell you something. We've been able to endure for a night, but I'm somebody know that the joy is right here in a morning. How do you know that you in your morning? My morning is not determined on my issues or my situation. My morning is determined on me ready to come out of the night. Is the anybody ready to come out of the night and press into your morning? Press into your sunshine. Press into your season. Press into it, because you're going to make it. Through the heart, through any situation, God is with you. Your heart, your mind, God got you. So I'm telling you today, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the living God. I'm telling you right now, I'm glad tonight to just give God the honor and give God the praise. He is worthy to be praised. I want you to say something to me. Tell yourself, you're going to pray. You want to press. You want to press and get through this job as you pass them by. You want to get past this sickness. You want to press and get past this financial hardship. You want to press. You want to hold on. You want to stay strong. You ain't going to worry about the naysayers. You ain't going to worry about the hearsayers. You want to keep going. God got an assignment. God got something for you as you keep pressing. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a hallelujah this evening. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Give God a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got to give God a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Jackson, I got to give a hallelujah. Brother
hallelujah.
I need to give God a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know that it's some hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because
amen.
I know you might, things might not be it to be. But one thing that you can say at the end of the day, I'm not nowhere near where I used to be. I'm much
Amen.
Further than where
Hallelujah.
I used to be.
Hi,
I'm
yes,
not
Lord,
coming in my life than it used to be. So therefore, I got something to lift my hands and give God the praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I am
blessed
by God to give God the praise. And I just bless God for each and every one of you tonight that is joining in by way of phone call, also by way of internet. I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited about what God is pouring out in his people. Most of all, I'm just excited about worshiping God within you. It's always a pleasure, regardless of where you are in the world, that we are worshiping God together. Regardless
Amen.
Of negativity, regardless of the different sides of opinion, one thing that we can agree upon, that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We just give God the glory because it's all one God. Amen. God bless you,
Amen.
Mother Jackson. I know you got a prayer this evening. Amen.
Oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Just as a little child, God, give me the honor. Who's the head? Who's the head of my life, God? And I give the honor to my husband, Deacon Jackson. I give the honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Sister Smith, Pastor Smith, and Pastor Carolyn. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we come back to you once more, God. God, how we thank you, God, how you kept us all day long, God. You kept our minds stayed on you. You kept us reading, God. You kept us laying before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for what you are doing, God. We don't know what you're doing, but we realize that you're up to something, God. We thank you for turning everything around, God. We thank you for setting our feet on solid ground, God. We thank you for with a well-made up mind in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your joy on the inside is bubbling over, God. Unspeakable joy. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for your unspeakable your peace, God. A peace that we don't understand, little Moshe, God. But we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, each person that's on the phones and internet all over the city, God. I pray, God, this day, God, that you begin to touch their minds, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you begin to stir up, hallelujah, God, that living water in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. I pray, God, that somebody's down, burn them down, head hung down, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that they, hallelujah, God, that you lift their heads up, hallelujah, God, and know that God is able in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you today, God. I lift up every man and woman that is in the name of Jesus this day, God. Women that have been better, God, with low self esteem. Think they can't do no good or no better. Oh, but I come to tell you today, hallelujah, the name of Jesus. We gave the call on the name of Jesus that he'll give you enough strength to walk out of that door and won't even look back in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, because we realize that you're raising up a nation, hallelujah, God. They will not bow down and won't compromise with anything. In the name of Jesus, God, we continue to lift up the mans of God and the women's of God, hallelujah, God. Continue to let them step on the wall and don't come down, God. Let them open their mouth up like a trumpet, hallelujah, God. Don't spell nothing, hallelujah, God. That truth begin to roll off of their lips, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't sugarcoat anything, God. Oh, God, but we thank you for the true words, God. We thank you for your words, God, hallelujah, God. That's speakable say that we receive it and eat in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray today, God, on the most, God, as Mother Helen brings the word before her. Oh, God, get our heart in position to receive the word of us under the most, God. Oh, not just receiving it, God, but let us live by day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. worship him.
Just go ahead and worship him.
For he is worthy to be praised.
He is worthy to be praised. And we give God a hallelujah. I give you a hallelujah. Your enemies, my God, God's going to make that. It's your time. And all God is looking for a worshiper. Is there anybody tonight just willing to worship the living God and just give God thanks? All that he done did for his life, that he done made his way. You can go ahead and give God a worship. I know it's not your particular, it's not your particular Sunday, or it's not your particular sermon, but baby, let me tell you something. I have church in my house more than I have in another building. You got to start learning how to have church in your own house. I dare you to go ahead and give God a thank you. Go ahead and give God a praise. Go ahead and worship you. Because if you have nothing for the Lord on your side, not in church, but in your home, behind your four walls, in your secret area, in your privacy, some of the times where you was ready to give up on the shower. But it's a worship came out of you in your home. It's a worship came out of you in your secret place. So therefore, I can give God a worship right now. And there any true worshipers here, if there any true worshipers baptized with the Holy Ghost, just give God a praise. I don't care where you are all over the world. I dare you to go ahead and give God a praise. Oh, my God. I'm going to give them a worship. My God, it's very important that you praise God in your home. It's very important you praise God in your secret place. Because the suicidal spirit doesn't enter you in the church service. You bring it with you. Depression doesn't enter into you into a church service. You brought the depression with you. Rejection doesn't enter into you in a church service. You brought it with you. So therefore, if you brought it with you, it's something that is trying to leap around your house. It's something trying to connect to you in your home. So therefore, if I can get God a worship in my home, a praise in my dwelling place, rejection got to go, suicide got to go. But God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Depression got to go. It has to go. Because in my house, me in my house, we shall worship the Lord. We shall give God the praise. We shall give God the glory. Is there anybody tonight going to give God the glory? Suicidal spirit just doesn't enter into anybody right in the midst of a service. Somebody came with that. They came with the depression. They came with the suicidal. So therefore, it took place somewhere on the outside. The outside might be in their home. The outside probably was in their jobs. The outside might be in the car. The outside might be in the secret place. Wherever the outside may be. But I'm telling you right now, if you can give God a worship and give God a praise, wherever your outside may be. Outside might be in your home, outside might be in your car, but outside might be wherever you might be at. You go ahead and fulfill the house with a worship and fulfill the house with a praise. I'm telling you right now, you have the power to rebuke the adversary. The enemy got to go because the worship that came and took over. Depression got to go because the worship that came and took over. Sickness got to go because the worship that came and took over. I feel the Holy Ghost. It has to go because the worship. And I'm so glad this evening. I'm so glad this evening. The Lord will say, no, you will chase 1,000 and Judah will put 10,000 aside. I got a question. I seen a line walk back tonight. How many worshipers that we got on the line? My God, we're going to put 50 and 60,000 to the flight because right there's some true worshipers tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They go by
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you get out of worship in our own dwelling place? And not to wait on nobody else. But God,
Hallelujah.
Enter into our home. Enter into our tabernacle. To hear the call of the Lord. To hear the worship of you. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Breathe in our secret places. Breathe in our home. We give you respect. That's why we're here to worship you. We're here to magnify you. We're here to praise you. We're here to lift you up. Because we understand, God. There have been times where we've been by our stuff. There have been times to where we were ready to throw in the towel. And yet we put the best on the outside. And God, I'm coming to you tonight as a worshiper, as an intercessor. And say, God, we just don't want to put the best on the outside and feel another way in the inside. We give you access to come in. Worship, we give you access to come in. And we want to feel. We want to feel. Our inner house, our spiritual house, with worship and praise. Now, God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell you, if you want to take 30 seconds and worship the living God for yourself, worship the living God in your home. I dare those that is listening by way of phone call and way of internet. You go in and worship the living God right there by yourself. Begin to fulfill your house with worship. Begin to fulfill your home. So many are in my house is filled with gossip. People calling me gossip. People calling with me. We fill in our house with so much of argument and anger, so much of bitterness, fighting and everything. But I dare you, if you could take a few minutes and fill your house with worship, fill your house with praise, fill your house. This is the day that you're going to see the enemy go ahead and run. This is the day the enemy got to loose. This is the day that the enemy got to get out of your house. Because a true worship will hit the end. A true praise will hit the end. For as for me in my house, we shall worship the living God. Feel the Holy Ghost. God is wanting somebody to worship. Because some of you, my God, I hear the Holy Ghost say, there's three of you on this line right now. You may ask the Lord, Lord, what shall I do? How much shall I do? I don't know what I need to do, God. Do I need to do anything else? I'm trying to do it all, God. I'm at a stopping point right now. There's three of you been saying this. But God said, all you got to do, give me yourself. Worship me. Let you worship me in spirit and truth. Worship me. That's all you have to do. Surrender yourself as a living sacrifice. Somebody making some noise in the spirit realm. Listen, you can't be too quiet with me. I gotta have worshipers around me. My God, you gotta have some worshipers around me. That's how you gotta be there. So God, you need worshipers with me. You get in a place of worship. Don't allow people to be quiet around you. Say, we gotta worship the Lord because God is too good to us. The enemy doesn't try to keep us silent so long. I refuse to get in a place.
Yes, Lord.
Now, there's so many people
all
over the world. They wish. They wish. they have an ear to hear and understand how to pronounce certain words. They rush, and they want to pray. But they can deal with God in the
place.
How many people rush that we have?
And
so many church, and so many saints.
Yeah.
It's the very little thing that they have and take it for granted.
Yeah.
And they're just giving God a praise.
Yeah.
Giving God a hallelujah.
Yeah.
Giving God a praise.
Come on,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I know.
Yeah.
I've been serious, and we're going to give her the blame on Mother Helen. One thing that I know, it doesn't matter. How do you feel in your body? You can be rocking with so much of pain. You can get to the place to where you don't want to say anything naturally. And one thing the enemy cannot stop. He cannot stop an inner voice. He cannot stop an inner voice. He cannot stop a voice giving praise unto the Lord. He cannot stop a true worshiper. He cannot stop it. Even though he wants to stop it, because he understands the power of worship. Because he is the archangel of worship in heaven. And he knows he cannot stop it. And if you want to back him up today, give God a worship. Give him a praise. And I thank him. And I thank him. And I wish he had me. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes,
we magnify
Lord.
You.
Yes,
for you
Lord,
are
worthy
to be praised.
Yes.
And we honor you. And
yes,
we lift you up.
Yes.
Because
Lord.
You are God. You are our friend and maker.
Yes.
And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give God a glory. Just now, I'm just so glad. You just had to excuse me. I am a worshiper. Because there's power in worship. I understand that we have so many strong people. You can buy, you can cast out, you can do this, whatever. But I found out there's so many devils getting to running when a true worship just bows down and they go into a pain.
Yeah.
God, I thank you.
Yeah.
God, we're worshiping you.
Thank you.
Because the enemy can't have nothing to do with a worshiper.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have nothing
Lord.
To do with a person just sell out before the living God. I'm telling you right now, if you never did anything in your life in this world, shout out for him and worship for the living God. I just give God a glory and give God a praise on this evening. And I'm telling you right now, the power of God is moving by the Spirit. And God is working it out for you. Listen, we ain't going to put on too much more time. We're going to bring in our own Mother Helen. And she's going to go ahead and pour inside of each and every one of you. Please take the time and shut off your TV. Please take the time and shut everyone down. Put your phone on the speaker. Matter of fact, you also log on in through our broadcast. Amen. Through Block Talk Radio and look for my God Almighty, O'Brien, or TS Ministry. Amen. And you can come on in and you can listen in through the broadcast. Amen. And I'm telling you right now, let's begin to receive what the Lord has for each and every one of you. God bless you, Mother Helen. God bless
God
you.
And
amen.
God bless you, Mother Jackson.
Thank you too, Mother.
I'm so glad I'm here in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. So I'm going to shout while I'm here, and I'm going to pray while I'm here.
Yes.
I just thank God that I'm approaching another year.
Amen.
And I just tell
amen.
You, I
amen.
Talk about it enough. I never, ever thought I'd live to be 81 at one time. I was going through so much trials and tribulations. But at that time, God wasn't the head of my life. I didn't know him like I know him now.
Yes.
And so I'm not thinking about dying. I do think about it. And I do think about it. And I do think about it. But I'm going to be like Hezekiah. I'm going to turn my face to the wall and remind God that I've been faithful. I've been praising
Mother.
You. I haven't been perfect, but I've been faithful.
Amen.
And I know he will give me 15 more good years. first giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to my pastor,
yes.
Apostle Temple Spencer, First Lady Lakeisha,
yes.
to Mother Jackson, to Deacon, to the intercessors, all of the pastoral staff, the prophets of the house, all of the ADM family, all of the internet listeners off in the United States and the overseas. I
yes.
greet you with peace and love and many, many blessings in the name of Jesus. Well,
amen.
This is something that has kept me for the past 40 years, I want to say, when I first, you know, gave my life to the Lord at that age. And I'll get up every morning to this day, and I repeat the 23rd Psalm. But this won't mean too much to people who don't have God as the head of their life, the Lord of their life. And it's just not something you repeat, but it's such a message in it. You know, this psalm was wrote by King David as he was a shepherd boy.
Yeah.
But he was just loved the metaphor of seeing God as the Lord and the shepherd, and portrayed God as the good shepherd. The 23rd Psalm, it can keep you in all troubles. It can turn around negative thinking and even assist you when you're in fear. So it goes as such. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, that's all of it. That's a relationship. That's when you know that he's your keeper, he's your guide, he's your ever-leaning, everlasting, whatever you need him to be, he is.
Amen.
And that's why that's a relationship. He said, I shall not want. That's a supply. What that means is whatever you need, you stand in need of. We're not talking about all this ego wishes and things that sometimes we get carried away, but your needs and your wants will always be met. He said, I shall not want, and that means supply. So he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest. That means
yeah.
whatever
yeah.
come around, whatever troubles you're going through, whatever discouragement that come about, it's just like you look out in your yard and see the green lawn, and you see the kids sometimes running around, laying down. They don't have a worry in the world. Well, that's how God is to us. That's rest.
Amen.
He leadeth me beside the still waters. That's refreshment. That
yeah.
means joy, peace, happiness, love,
oh,
and
yeah.
all the above. He restoreth my soul. That's healing. When you
yeah.
go to the doctor and get a bad report, what do? You don't get on the phone and call your friends. When you, the worldly people may do that, but people of God, you go to God in secret prayer, and he will restore you. He will make you whole again. Only you have to believe. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. That's guidance.
Mm.
For his
yeah.
name's sake, that's purpose. Yea, though I walk through the valley, the shadow of death. And this
yeah.
is not talking about a physical death. It's called that's testing. When you don't see no way. But it don't look like things are not coming together as we think they should. When we get frustrated, when trouble comes, kids acting up, husband acting up, get mad at the preacher, get mad at the members, all of that is testing you, because all
yeah.
of this is a trick of the enemy. But he say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. That is testing times. He
yeah.
say, I will fear no evil. That's your protection. For thou art with me, that's faithfulness. Thou rod thyself that comfort me, that's discipline. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, that's hope. That means you will encounter your foes at some time or another. But God will make your enemies your footstool. That's hope.
Amen.
Thou anointest my head with oil. That's concentration. My cup runneth over. That's abundance. That means you will have more than enough. You know,
amen.
When you like your favorite beverage, iced tea, put it in the glass, and sometimes we just fill it up and run over. That's how God will bless you. But he got to be the head of your life. He got to be the God in your life.
Yes.
And you will have abundance, everything that you need and some of the things that you want. Sureness, goodness, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And that's a blessing. That means whatever, wherever you go, whatever problem you run into, whatever bad, whatever is of a bad report, goodness and mercy will be following you for the rest of your life if you let God get in the driver's seat. And that is a blessing. I would dwell in the house of the Lord. That's security. That don't mean house like we live in. That means when you hide yourself in the secret place of the Most High, when you go to God in secret prayer and leave all of your troubles there, then that is security. Forever, that's eternal. That means God never leaves us or he never forsakes us. He's there when we need him. He's there. Yeah. He knows all about it. We often know not what we should pray for, and that's when the Holy Spirit intercedes. So that's what eternal means. And that, my friend, is what my perception of the 23rd Psalm is. And last but not least, I always like to leave a little antidote. Peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God's power in the midst of trouble. God bless you. I hope I have encouraged someone today. And now we'll turn it back in the hands of Apostle Temple Scott. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing it is. Saints of God, I just give God the glory. Yeah. And we magnify his holy name. Mother Helen, that was awesome. Mother Helen, the funnest thing about it, I was just over here telling my wife, I say, you know, because I have that scripture, Psalms 23rd, pulled up, and God wanted me to show the people something this morning, but the Holy Ghost took it a different way. I want you to come exactly from there this morning. And when we came out with it, I just smiled and laughed. Because at the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing to understand that as people of God, they do not go and pull stuff what they think they people should have. It be God that will now download the things into people to give them to the body. Praise God, you please listen, amen, and take these different things. And as Pastor Smith, a lot, he says a lot, the nuggets, amen. Take the nuggets, because at the end of the day, one thing that I do know, I cannot validate for everyone, and I'm not going to validate for everyone, but one thing I do know, that the people of God here, they are actually seeking the Lord, and the Lord is downloading inside of them. Amen? And I'm telling you right now, God is want to reestablish you and reassure you that he got you. He got you. Through it all, you must go through all different things that you're going to overcome. He got you. And one thing that I want to share with you all, to add it to what Mother Helen was teaching and giving tonight, you know, we're going to have to learn how to repair. You know, we do a lot of things, but we really have not tapped into repairing yet. Amen? We go through a lot of attacks. We go through a lot of fights, persecution, mind battles, and different things like that. And we don't know how to go back and repair the walls that have been damaged and repair. That's what she was really talking. She was also talking about that in Psalms 23 and 3, the third verse in Psalms 23rd. It said, he's restoring my soul, and he's making me lay down in the green, and he leading me in the pasture of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. And that's done with repair, restoring, repairing. And sometimes we go through so much in life to where we don't take the time to repair. We don't take the time to go back in prayer. We don't take the time to reassure ourselves. You just come through a mind battle. You just come through a thing to where you feel as though you want to give up. That's a hit. You know, you just come to a thing to where you feel like you want to just throw in a towel. That's a hit.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it no more. That's a hit. Amen. You go through persecution. People don't lie on you. That's a hit.
Yeah.
You know, you go through financial hardship, and you're worrying about how this is going to happen. That's a hit. Amen. You're worrying about this sickness is going to be the one to take me out. That's a hit. And even though we overcome and we rejoice with our testimony that we overcome,
come. But a lot of times we don't go back and repair the walls that have been damaged. And because we don't go back or let God restore our soul, amen, and I like the scripture that it says, he maketh me lie down in a green pasture. Other words, he had to force somebody to lay down. He had to make someone, he made him to lay down. Sometimes we don't know when to lay down. We're thinking that we always got to tell someone to keep doing it. We got to go. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. And it comes to a time where you got to stop. Take a break. Take a deep breath. Let the Holy Ghost restore you. Amen? Let him restore you. So if God had to make the men of God, it was a little bit of confrontation right there. Other words, he wouldn't have to make them. So David had to let him know, he made me lay down. I didn't want to lay down. I didn't want to back off. I didn't want to take a break. I didn't want to get a rest. But he made me. Amen? Say something.
Amen.
Understand something. The Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall not prosper. That is the honest God truth. It is not going to prosper. But also in Hosea, it talks about, for my people are being destroyed. That's it. One chapter, it says, you will not be a no weapon formed against you for lack of knowledge. In another chapter, another book, it talks about, for my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So we got two things right here to where it could look as though both of them look contradicting to the other. One is not going to prevail. Other said, for my people are being destroyed in Hosea. Amen. Understand, Pastor, the weapon is not going to prevail. But we still have to do different things to go back and let God restore us. We still going to have to go back and do what David did. He had to encourage himself when nobody else encouraged him. You got to understand something. I know you're strong. But when you come to a mind out of place and say what you're not, you need to go back in your restoring time and rebuilding time, out of your repairing time, and go and tell yourself, you are. I am somebody. And because if we don't restore, we have these things that are damaged our mind and damage our spirit, and now they can, my God, like an old back in the day song called My Mind is Playing Tricks on Me. Amen? Amen. So we got to be able to restore. How do you restore, Pastor? Number one, you go up into prayer. You're going to have to stop. Lay down in the green pasture. When you lay down in the green pasture, like Mother Helen was saying, you're going into a secret place of the Most High. You get into a secret place. You cannot be restored in areas or things where people have not, my God, don't have the necessary resources. If I need to get sick internally, I go to the hospital. I go to a secret place in the hospital. If they need to do surgery on you, they take you into a secret room. Family cannot go. It's only individuals that is qualified, y'all hear me tonight, it's only individuals that is qualified to go. They'll tell the family, I got a special area for you to wait. It's a special area for you to sit. And we will give you updates what's going on in a secret place. You got to get into the secret place of the Most High. And understand this, not everybody could go with you in a secret place. Not everybody could go with you into the place of the living God. Now hear me tonight. Amen. You get into a place with God. That's where God could be able to restore you. See, a lot of times we feel as though if I'm doing this, I'm pouring out, if I'm giving, But if you're doing all that, you never could be restored because what God giving you, you're pouring it right back out. And that you never could be repaired. Amen. And because we're not being repaired, a lot of us is falling off on the wayside. Because we got to be able to be repaired. You got to get into a place to where you got to speak positive into yourself, into your life, into different things. If somebody, if something attacking your dreams and say you are not, you tell it, I am. I can make it. You trying to stop me? I'm going to go through this fight. But once I come out of this fight, we're going to do something in the military, what we call regroup. Other words, and Pastor Smith was on, he'll let you whole. we regroup, well, we're going to check our ammo. We're going to check different things. We're going to call our man. We're going to see who needs better rest. We're going to see who needs medical attention. We're going to fall back.
Yes.
We're going to regroup ourselves so we can get ready and set up for a launch the next attack. Amen. And God is ready to launch you in the next attack. How do you know that, Pastor? As Mother Ellen was talking about, watch this, as he was talking about the attack, as he was talking about what he going to do before you and his enemy. In Psalms 23:5, it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy." He's telling you what's going to get ready to happen to your enemy. That's a shouting moment right there. Somebody just need to go in and say, "Thank you, Lord," because what you thought you were going to get ready to get through, I feel a shouting morning preacher right now. Y'all got to get out of my way. What you thought was going to take you out, regardless if it's a family, regardless if it's life, regardless if it's addiction, regardless if it's rejection, regardless of whatever it is, God said, "I'm going to make, this is what I'm going to do to your enemy. I'm not going to only pass them over to you. I'm not going to only smack your enemies, but I'm going to prepare a table, my God, in the presence of your enemy." What are you saying? God's going to make you look like an example. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, at the end of the day, whoever said you are not, God's going to show you you are. Whatever you feel like you're getting your my God Almighty. My God, I'm going to get all of you to get the keyboard for a little bit. I feel like I'm in the church tonight. And when you feel like getting down, you quote Psalms 23rd and 6th. My God, say, surely it comes from mercy. It's falling in here. All the days of my life. God, you are a liar. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. I got to give him praise on tonight. I got to praise in your soul. You know that it's my time to be restored. It's my time to lay down. God, I'm going to make a zephyr out of me. Therefore, I'm going to strive. My life is going to thrive. My home is going to thrive. I might be 81, but I'm 81 y'all. Now, y'all ain't hear me. I might be 82, but you 82 y'all. Y'all ain't hear me. And I'm going to thrive. You're going to thrive. And long as God got a word out in your belly, you're going to be able to speak it. And ain't no brother in hell, regardless of what his credential may be. I got a praise down inside of me.
Hey, hallelujah.
Listen, you know, I want to give God a praise. If anybody can take 30 seconds and just give God a hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you all the energy that comes.
Glory.
Get the scripture that Mother Helen was talking about.
Mm.
A lot of times we get into a place and we have great warfare on the adversary.
Yes.
Adversary, we're with him, he is alive. Yes.
Mm.
As you said, we are not receiving, it's not true.
Jesus.
But understand this. Them hits, they take a place in your defensive wall.
Mm.
They hit your defensive wall. And you got to go back after the fight or after attack. You got to go with group. So some of you tonight, when you get off the air, you need to go back and speak to whatever been hit in your life. You need to go back and speak to your health and remind your health that you are healed. You need to go back and speak to your financial or your prosperity to remind it that you are prosperous.
Yeah.
You need to go back and speak to your mom and remind your mom that it shall be at peace. Speak to your joy and let your joy know that for us, the men in my house, we're going to rejoice. We're going to serve. We're going to do all things in the Lord. Speak to your life. And ever somebody said, can I be so? You go back and speak to your life and tell yourself, it is so.
It
as
is
a child of God.
Yes.
Because God restores my soul.
Yes.
He had to wrestle with me to make me lie down in a green pasture. And I laid down. Praise God. I thank God and I give God the glory. Mother Helen always do a beautiful job. Love to hear her speak. You know what? I was just saying something the other day, Mother Helen and Mother Jacqueline. There's so many pastors that they go and they just saying that, hey, I need to find a place to be fed. My peoples cannot feed me because I feed them all the time. You know, I'm glad that I don't came into a place to understand. Well, we pour out so much, that's one thing. But further as being inspired, further as getting fed and knowledgeable with the Word of God, I'm glad that I cannot be one of these preachers or one of these pastors and say that my people cannot be. I'm so happy that God got seasoned people that can pour out and we all can eat at a table and rejoice. Amen. It is a beautiful thing.
Amen.
It is a beautiful thing. Thanks to God, sister. Let's keep our very own Pastor Smith and Sister Smith up in prayer. I know many of you haven't heard his voice. Amen. He's just in a time of restoring. The family is in a time of restoring. So as God restoring him, amen, I want you all just keep him up in prayer. Amen. And surely he's going to be back on smoking hot. Amen.
Listen, sister, God, I want you to meet me back here at 12 a.m.
midnight tonight. We're going to continue to intercede in the spirit of the living God. He can not back up. We got to keep pressing. We got to keep moving. Amen? And
I refuse to allow you
to back up this year, this season. You're going to see the manifestation that God has for you in your life. You're going to begin to do what you have to do. Father, as fasting, consecration, and praying and seeking the Spirit of the living God, it is a beautiful thing. I just thank him for what he is doing. Listen, I'm telling you, make sure you get your seat. They're leaving quickly. Make sure your family member got a spot, your family member got a seat for our talent show, because it is going to be moving fast. And I just don't want you to get into a place and say, listen, all sold out. You don't miss it, because you don't be hearing it all the time. So I don't want you to delay. Amen. You come on
Amen.
And you just go ahead and be a part. And just come on and be a part for God to continue to do what he is doing. And I'm so excited about what God is doing. If you have any questions about that, please call Sister Smith at 910-603-5869. And I'm telling you right now, what a blessing. Listen, I want you to come and be a part of some real women of God, and some women that they don't got time to look at what you're wearing, look at this here. All they doing is seeking after the Spirit of the living God. They want to get something to you. And they are meeting. I'm telling you, the last time that the meeting was just so powerful, it was just so awesome to hear what God is doing. I want you to come and be a part. Please come and be a part, and let's go ahead and rejoice inside the end with the Spirit of the living God, because it is a beautiful thing to see what God is doing. Listen, if you got any questions with that, please call Minister Needle, amen, at 444-451-6993. Amen. And God is surely going to bless your heart. Listen, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Mother Helen, I don't know if you got any final words you want to share. My God. But other than that, we're going to get ready to get out of here, and we're going to see everybody at 12 a.m. Do you have any final words, Mother Helen?
God bless everybody, and I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen. And I second that emotion. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Let's meet back here at 12 a.m. and keep pressing. Let's keep doing what we got to do. God, boy, you're going to see the manifestation happen in your life. We thank God for each and every one of you. And remember this, you are blessed. And repair the wall that's been damaged. Speak to your life and encourage yourself that you will make it. And this is your season for a greater harvest. God bless each and every one of you. Amen.